Just to clarify, these views that we speak of on our podcast are 100% our own and not those associated to anyone from Luton Town Football Club. Thank you very much.
Hello and welcome to Owen the Town. There's another game under lights at Kenilworth Road, and our Premier League survival is hanging on by a very, very thin thread, isn't it? As Everton just managed to avoid defeat for the first time against Luton Town, as a 1-1 draw is not the result we all wanted. Mathematically, still in it, but it's a really, really slim chance. We're going to chat about the game in more detail. We're going to talk about West Ham and our next opponents, and you know, can we still cling to a bit of hope? Or am I just thinking fairy tales? I don't know. We're going to talk about that. We have your three-word reviews and a little bit more than that as well. And as usual, we have Steve and Darren here tonight. Thanks for coming up, fellas.
Evening, Dave. How are you?
Well, if I've got to be honest, fella, I'm a little bit...
Can you tell?
I'm just a little bit...
Well, it's up to me and Darren to get you back up or give you the number for the Samaritans.
Yeah, get me back up, I think, is a better one. No, we go to the game, we're full of hope. It's a Friday night under the lights of Kenilworth Road. The noise was okay. And it wasn't to be, Darren. It just does my head in that we didn't win. I just felt we should have won it.
We were talking about this just before, weren't we? Me personally, I think if that was any other time in the season, you'd probably come away going, all right, that was probably a fair point. Maybe the last couple of minutes may have swayed that, but you take that extra time... injury time out of it, I think it was a pretty even game overall. And actually, you'd go, yeah, point at home. Everton are in a bit of form, but we knew how much it meant. And actually, with the ending how it was, you just thought it's going to be one of those nights, didn't you? You just thought, oh, we're actually going to nick it.
I was convinced that we were going to win, even as the clock was ticking down. I was convinced that we were going to win. It obviously didn't turn out that way. I thought we had the better of it. You know, I thought you're right about the not loads of chances. There was the, you know, two sort of right in injury time and that, but you know, Ross Barkley caught one too cleanly that went straight at the keeper. You know, if he'd have shanked it like I would have done, it would have probably gone straight into the top corner.
Steve, was you on the 2-for-1 beers? Is that why you'd have shanked
it? No, I'll tell you what, I wasn't, because I was queuing up for my grandson to get Henny Kenny, and it is an absolute farce, the queuing, people jumping in the queue and that. So I missed the buy one, get one free, I'm afraid, because of the love of my grandson.
Is that your grandson?
I'm not naming him.
Okay, fair enough.
He who shall remain nameless. Lenny.
Lenny, okay, I'll take Lenny. That. Listen, we've got to address the game first, but there's a couple of other things I want to talk about after we've talked about the Everton game. But we'll start with your three-word reviews. How do you pronounce that name there?
Miss George.
Is it Zayas?
Zayas, yeah.
Zayas George. Anyway, can't finish bottom. Mm-hmm. Steve Austin can't fault effort. LTFC Louis said we deserved 3 points. Matt said we'll be back. We haven't gone yet, Matt, but we're on the brink of it. Up the Luton says beat West Ham. And Mike says, and we're done. Helen Hale, Chong the Warrior, Clive Williams, Cheats Never Prosper, and Bradley Starr, We Have Missed Aid, which I think that's class. I think absolutely we did miss him. Do you want to pick your ones out of those, boys?
I'll go with Steve Austin, can't fault effort. Look, I was quite quick to moan about the effort over the last two games, but Friday night felt like it was back to Luton. Back to how we've been going, attacking games all season. Doughty looked back on it. Barkley, his best game for a few. It looked like we were back at it.
So energy level seemed up.
Yeah. So that can't fault effort. It's a shame the effort weren't there the last two games, but they gave it on Friday night. It just wasn't enough.
On the can't fault effort thing, right? I am so proud that we have given the vast majority of the championship team the season in the Premier League. So many clubs, you know, just buy a load of new players. They sort of disregard the ones that have gotten the promotion. Maybe there's not an association with the fans for the new players and stuff like that. I wouldn't have had it any other way other than the players that have come through the divisions, particularly Berry, etc. I wouldn't have chosen it any other way other than them and a few new ones having the season to play.
Why did we want to be in the Premier League in the first place?
Well, for the money and for the fixtures, hoping that we would win some of those glamorous fixtures.
So the money set our club up, we know that.
Yeah.
The money set our club up. Relegation is just part of moving on, I think.
Yeah.
So if all probabilities, we're not going to survive. That's all probability.
Mm-hmm.
We need a miracle. Although miracles...
Yeah, because I think Forest are going to maybe get a point back. I just feel that, you know, the spineless nature of it, they're going to get a point back. With the goal difference, it almost makes it 5 points ahead with two games.
I'll be very surprised if they get anything back, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But, you know, as fans, why did we want to be in that position, you know, as opposed to never getting into it?
Well...
Because you want the experience of the Premier League.
Yeah, that's right. You want to progress, don't you, at all times?
So, you know, the kids play the computer games and have all the stadiums on the computer games and everything. There'd be a lot of fans that haven't seen us play those teams before.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know, and seeing these superstars down at Kenilworth Road, and there would have been a lot of people that haven't been able to get into games to see those players play. I think that, you know, the razzmatazz that comes with it, and it's been fun, but I was talking to an Everton fan in the pub beforehand, and I generally, it comes from a genuine place where I said, actually, if we go down, I'd be ashamed, but I won't be gutted. I will, you know, because she was talking to me about how they nearly went down a couple of seasons ago. Was it when Lampard kept them up on the last day? And she was crying with relief that she didn't get dropped down to Championship. And I went, are you having a laugh? The Championship's a much better league.
Mm.
Go and give it a try for a couple of seasons.
Well, you see, there's the point, because there's a majority of time. I don't know. We haven't even started on a game yet, by the way, folks. And we haven't done your three-word reviews. But while we're on this subject, there aren't any other teams than the top four in this division right now that could have potential to win it unless they get injected with mounds and mounds of cash.
Yeah.
So do we want to be in the division? Well, my answer is yes, by the way, before I even ask this question. Do we want to be in the division where we're either scraping through for relegation or finishing mid-table and achieving nothing? Or are we chasing for a European place at some point? And when I say European, I'm looking at Europa, Conference, or whatever the lowest one of those is. That's where you want to... That's your only goal, because you know you're not going to do what Leicester City did. You know that there's no other teams in this division, apart from the ones at the top right now, that are even half capable of winning it.
I think... We want to be in the top division. You know, with the new ground, it gives us more opportunity to sort of hold on to that place, to be honest with you.
Would you be happy, Darren, just being a Brighton or a Brentford who's managed to... Or you look at Bournemouth. They finished... They're in 10th position right now.
Yeah. And they're talking about trying to get points to finish in that top 10, because that's the next achievement. I think if you're going for that, it's a long game. You know, you've got to spend however many years trying to avoid relegation in the Premier League. Then you've got to try and get to that mid-table top 10. You know, it's a hell of a project. Mm. And I guess, is there enough excitement in that over a 10, 12, 15-year period to get from... I'm just trying to think of a team off the top of my head that maybe came up and has just dug in, and now...
Well, Palace probably...
Palace maybe, yeah.
Slowly improved. I mean, if I can have a choice about staying up or not... Then we say stay up. You know, that would be what I would want. However, if we do go down into the Championships, there's a lot of plus things for fans about being in that division. But I would choose for us to stay up. We've spoken a few weeks ago, you know, about your Bournemouth and Brentfords, and having stayed in the Premier League for two or three seasons. You know, we've said our first 15, if they were fit for the whole season, we'd have stayed up, convinced of it. But what was behind that first sort of 15, it wasn't of enough quality. Whereas your Bournemouth, Brentfords and a couple of others, they've had those few years, you know, and if we did, then a lot of that first team would be fringe players, you know. And it's when you go down the number, down into the depths of the squad, that's where we've sort of come up short, understandably. even if we'd have spent 90 or 100 million this summer, we would not have had that level of in-depth quality further down the squad.
We're not getting relegated because of that entirely. We're getting relegated because we didn't beat any of the top six, bottom around us
yeah.
at home. We didn't get anywhere near them. You know, how annoyed now are we that we didn't beat Burnley and we didn't beat Sheffield United at home?
Yeah.
Or we didn't get a result from those games. You know, you go equal with Burnley and then you let the winner in 30 seconds later.
Yeah.
And they can't deny this. The worst team in the division, Sheffield United, turn up and they do us. Mm. They do us big as well. And it's just like...
That game, I remember we spoke about it and it was almost like when we were going up through the divisions and people were going to Kenilworth Road concerned about our attacking ability, so they would be really defensive and hit us on the break. And, you know, Chris Wilder, you know, the Lord of Averages says once in a while he's going to get it right, and he did on that day because they just sucker-punched us. They came, sat really deep, gave us no room, so, you know, people couldn't make runs, so Barkley and the others couldn't make passes to them, and they done some of the sucker punch. So they were good tactically that day, but yeah.
We've not beaten any of these. And the fortress, Darren, you wanted to say something?
No, I was going to say, just to sort of hark back to the being in the Premier League or the Championship, the question I ask myself is, if we were to go down, I'm still if.
Okay.
If we were to go down... And if we are one of these yo-yo clubs for a few years, or we have to do that through the playoffs, let me put you this time next year, we're in the playoff final again, and we win it. Do you still have? Would you have the same feeling you had this time last year, getting into the Premier League? I cried at the playoff final. I cried. I looked at my mate Paul, and I welled up, and it was just, we've done it. Will I feel the same again if this time next year in the playoff final when we got back to the Premier League? It'd probably be a, hey, here we go again.
No, I think it'll still be immense, but maybe not quite as euphoric.
Because of our experience in the Premier League.
Mm.
Because it doesn't give you what you want.
It's not all it's cracked up to.
Well, I think, was it a couple of weeks ago you said to someone on Twitter, you know, enjoy the journey because sometimes the destination isn't what it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, and it is, when you look at it that way, yeah. You know, the problem with it is that we've not been used to it. You know, you've got your clubs there, the supporters that have never seen their team leave that division, accept everything about it. They accept VAR, even though it's shite. They accept the shite atmospheres at some ground, the tourist atmospheres. Look, Fulham have just built a bloody stand and put a swimming pool in it and a restaurant in it. And they are selling tickets for that, not for their fans. Mm. They're outpricing their fans totally. Yeah. That's for tourists, isn't it? So that part, I don't think we'll you know, we probably have a couple of tourists at our games, but you wouldn't really know.
We could have had a swim on our pitch, you know, in previous years, couldn't we?
I mean, yeah. And I think I like the Premier League. I do like, I've had a blast. I've enjoyed every second of it. But I just get a bit disappointed that we haven't helped ourselves.
I want to see a few more wins.
Well,
I choose us to do that in the Premier League.
Okay, into the next two would be great. We haven't won. We've won one in 15. The chances are we're going to win two in a row?
Mm.
No.
You know, and again, going back to previous conversations, you know, West Ham away, is it winnable? Absolutely, it's winnable, but based on what's happened on previous sort of things, then, you know, you think it's likely unlikely. Very quickly on the free word reviews, Helen, Chong the Warrior.
Yeah.
For me, by far and away, man of the match. I'm not saying Barkley was bad, because he wasn't. He was decent. But, you know, I think on Sky they gave it to Chong.
Yeah.
And I thought he was immense. It's not an easy belief in yourself to get the ball and run at people endlessly, you know, and I think, you know, he loses the ball from time to time, but when you are attacking and going straight at them, you know, it's difficult, but he never shies away from it. And even tracking back, he works so hard. Yeah. I thought he was immense the other night.
I thought it was strange late on. I know we've got to talk about the game, I thought it was strange late on. I mean, Chong was tearing them apart.
Yeah.
And then Edwards swapped him over to the other side. You think, well, he's having so much joy that side. That was a bit strange. But yeah, when the man of the match got announced, a few around me went, how are they not giving that to John?
Yeah, exactly.
And when he joined us, some people ridiculed him for coming, you know. And he has become a favourite, hasn't he? He's become a real strong favourite.
Yeah, he is. And if we do unfortunately go down, he'll be ferocious. Oh. If he's got that attitude, I mean, Christ, I mean, we've been a victim to him. I know it was a few seasons ago, yeah. But it shows that he's still got it. If he can do that in the championship, then you know he's going to have a field day, isn't he?
We also know that the vitriol of opposing fans for us going, especially the ones down the road. You know, you up there 1 year and you effed it up for whatever reason. That's what they're going to
be. Yeah, but we've been up there.
I don't care. I think we go down stronger and we come back better.
Yeah, absolutely. And those down the road, they can just go and dust down their trophy cabinet, can't they?
Yeah. The game itself, I don't know, it started, I don't know, Everton had the first big chance in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Mengi who gave it to him.
It was Mengi's shot.
Exactly.
He'll do anything for a goal, wouldn't he?
Kaminski's, listen, we've said this before, it's been a long time since we've had a keeper that we trust. Kaminski, Darren, fantastic.
Fantastic.
Game. 2.5 million.
A bargain. Oh, yeah. Absolute bargain. Yeah. But the reactions, we watched it back just before, didn't we? I think in the ground, we kind of went, oh, what happened there? We couldn't tell whether it hit a post or what had happened because it looked a bit strange from our end, I think, Steve.
I did see it, but I think
I'm a little bit further up. I've got that lovely post in the way that I'm going to miss one day. But I couldn't really tell what happened. And then when we watched it back, that was real good reflex save.
And it was crucial, you know, give them, I've said at the beginning, don't give them a goal, don't give them an early start, don't give them a goal. And what do we go and do? We give them a bloody goal. Now, here's the thing about the Premier League I hate, because if that incident was in the Championship, no one would have had a penalty that night. Nobody. It wouldn't have been called, it would have carried on. And I had no idea it happened. And then
I don't think many people did.
But the other thing I want to say before you two jump in, and you can take it away when you want to talk about it, even when they're analysing it and they've given the decision, and even next season when they come out and the referee goes, he's going to throw a frag on the floor and he almost and go, holding, player number 7, penalty, or whatever.
Yeah, offense.
But the thing is, there's a screen up there, play it back to the people that can see the screen, let them see the incident, because everybody at home saw that. Every single person that's watching that on the television saw what they were looking at, and we're standing there in the dark almost going, well, how's that penalty? I haven't seen it. And I was convinced it wasn't a penalty, Darren. And then I've seen it, and I know it's a penalty.
Well, again, I was sat there waiting for the throw-in to come in. And I'm thinking, well, he's taken an age. Maybe it was the B-pillar again, the ref was behind. I couldn't see what was going on there. But I'm thinking, he's taken absolute age to take that throw-in. And then we realised, VAR. And as you said, Dave, by that time, a message on the WhatsApp group, why the hell has he done that?
Yeah.
And you go, they're VAR in at home. They're saying, "Why has he done that? This ain't going to be good."
Yeah,
you know, we're giving, like you said, we're being told what's going on by our friends who are watching it at home.
Well, I watched the game when I got home. Watched it on telly again afterwards. You know, because they said, "Oh, he had his hands on his waist." And when you describe it like that, you think, "Well, that doesn't really sort of sound like a penalty." But, I mean, it was an awful thing to do because the ball was never anywhere near him. So it was a complete nonsense of a thing to do from Mengi. That one of the first times you think, why have you done that? But the VAR, why did it, what was it, 90 seconds or, you know, coming up to 2 minutes or something like that? Why was it taking him so long to make a decision? You know, because as the clock was ticking, we're thinking, well, it must be borderline. Maybe we've got half chance, even though you know damn well, because there's only ever been two referees that have said, no, I'm sticking to my decision. So you know it's going to be a penalty. But having looked at what he done, why did it take the ref getting on for 2 minutes to give it?
And the point is, it was pointless doing it. The ball was nowhere near him. He was on his own. He was going to make a run towards the ball. Mengi, listen, I love him. He's made a big mistake there.
Yeah.
A big mistake. But the part of it is, I sit right opposite where that incident happened, and I didn't see it.
So far away from the ball. That's probably why, Dave, because you're watching the line of the ball, you're seeing the melee or what was going on there, and he's doing Strictly Come Dancing
every
5 yards away.
But every week at football, we see the attackers and the defenders, and the defenders got their arms around the middle. I've put it to stop it all of the time. not just some of the time.
Totally agreed. Yeah, because, again, I would suggest every corner that we had, we were being held to a lesser extent. It wasn't so blatant, but it happens, you know, every duel on more or less every corner.
But we had one away at Fulham, didn't we?
It was a penalty.
Was it Morris? I'm trying to think. It was so long ago, wasn't it? But at the back post.
It was 100% penalty. He dragged him to the floor.
Yeah. There was no difference between the one at Fulham and that one.
No.
Apart from where it was in the box.
Apart from where it was in the box and apart from different referees.
Yeah.
And so the VAR referee that day wasn't on it, was he?
No.
Look, it was a penalty. Apologies to Toffee Bluecast podcast because I called it out after the game and I hadn't seen it. So
did you not have a clear head after the game, Dave? Were you slightly blurred with your thinking for some reason?
Yes.
Got an overactive lager hand, haven't you?
Well, yeah.
Took advantage of the offer.
Two for ones and on the beer. Pre-match started early. Anyway.
Kaminski, though, got a foot to it.
Yeah.
It hit his foot, didn't it?
If you could just have the bravery to not move. Because I reckon you would save a third of penalties.
I reckon you would.
If you had the bravery just to stand there.
Yeah.
I mean, Shilton, now, he'd be an expert penalty saver, wouldn't he? Yeah. You know, I was trying to dive, but no, he would be in his element now.
Yeah. Talking to Peter Shilton, I looked at the old Carlsberg football team advert today.
Right.
Where they had Charlton and Stuart Pearce and all that lot in it, and Shilton was in goal, saved a penny. I went, no, that's not realistic. Okay, so we didn't get down. We got back on it, and you know we played some decent football at times. You know, like you said, Chong was on fire. Barkley.
It was good intensity.
Yeah, it's like we got our old Luton back there because the last few weeks have been a bit shocking.
Yeah. I think the tempo has been sort of on the wane the last sort of 5-6 weeks, and again, it's because decimated by injuries and the effort that the lads have put in. I mean, I say because we've said for quite a few weeks. Doughty seems to be really not preserving himself, but he looked empty. He had good energy the other night. But yeah, I mean, again, you look at the work Morris has been putting in lately. He must be thrilled to have Adebayo back.
Yeah.
How good was Eli looking? Oh. You know, have we not missed him, Darren?
I was a bit worried how sharp he'd be. He played, 15-20 at Wolves, didn't he? And you're thinking, how is he going to be on it? If he's vaguely fit, he had to start. But he looked fresh as a daisy, didn't he? He looked bang on it.
And I think the tempo comes from that, Dave. Again, we've spoken about it before. That press from the front, he's so much quicker than Colton and you know, huge strides. So he's on them so much quicker. Mm. And I think the whole tempo comes from that press at the front.
He looks class all of the time. I think when he walks on the pitch, you go, we've got a proper striker here.
Yeah.
And then I think we've got a proper striker that if we don't stay up, might not be our striker. However, let's not talk about that. Let's think about his guy. Lokonga, by the way. Mm. You know, I talk to Arsenal fans quite a lot and they all hate him.
Yeah.
They hate him.
Yeah, they think he's just completely worthless, don't they?
Yeah, I don't understand it. If we can afford to keep him, we should keep him.
Yeah, it's a different level. And this is why I choose for us to stay up because we might have a chance of signing Lokonga. We've got a good chance of keeping hold of Barkley. And it's almost been a privilege watching Barkley through the season.
Yeah.
And I will really miss that level of skill and sort of, he's quite a unique talent. You know, the way he'll juggle with the ball whilst he's looking for a move. You know, he's unique. He's different to anything that we've seen for a long, long time. And I'll really miss it.
Yeah.
When he goes.
The problem you have there is that, he's been brilliant.
Yeah.
Breath of fresh air. We've revived his career.
Mm.
Look at him in the same way that Christian Eriksen did at Brentford.
Mm.
And he's moved into Manchester United and he's not that great there.
No, that's right. And my fear is that he will go back to what he's been trying to get out of the last 6 or 7 years. Jamie Carragher, he said after the game, he said, it might have been before the game, he said he should stay at Luton. He said, if they go down, then there's another conversation to have. He said, but he needs to find a club where he's the big fish.
Yeah.
And I don't think another club, even a West Ham, a Wolves, or a Palace, or any of that ilk, I don't think any of them are going to build a team around him.
Yeah.
You know, and it's clear that Barkley wants to be the big fish in a little pond. you know, but he's also really looked after. And we have built a team around him. He's not going to get that anywhere else.
And you can't tell me he needs the money. You know, this guy's a wealthy guy.
Yeah, no, it has to be. You know, he's been at Chelsea for ages, so it can't be a money thing. And as I say, and Carragher said, he should stay at Luton.
Well, can we just talk about Eli's goal?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. What a bit of class. What a bit of class. Firstly, the cross from Lokonga.
It was a real sort of floated sort of high one, wasn't it, really, which doesn't come out a lot, but it was just like his Forest goal, his Forest equaliser.
His control was immense.
Yeah, and because he controlled it at the same time as throwing Ashley Young out of the way.
But that went to VAR, and it was given, right?
Yeah, but every goal does.
Yeah, but that went to VAR, and it was given. Mm. It was given as a goal.
Just too
but
strong. Then,
but you do worry when you score. It's such an amazing goal. The way his strongness, the way that he chests it down.
Strongness
is the word. I'm taking that. Shut up. And his strength then, thank you, which is strongness. And the way he takes the ball and puts it, you know, and shoots, brilliant. And then you cheer it, and then suddenly the back of your mind goes, oh, hang on.
Just wait
a second.
I was allowing myself to celebrate without reservation because, you know, I'm really quite close to that, sort of in the line, and I thought there is nothing wrong with that.
It looked clean, didn't it?
He wasn't
offside. Mm. For me, as it was there, it wasn't a foul. I couldn't see what they would call it back for.
But he's got a level of composure as well, hasn't he? You know,
he could have lashed that over the bar.
You know, I mean, he chested it down with Ashley Young doing his utmost to put him off. And then he didn't just lash it with his wrong foot. You know, he took a little mini step and then put it away. You know, I know it was close in, but to me, it was a really majestic goal. It just said everything about him, you know.
You'd never have believed he hasn't played for a few months.
Yeah, that's the other thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It felt like he'd just carried on from the Brighton, Newcastle games.
Yeah.
Imagine had he been playing for us.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
You know, anyway,
so, Dave, why?
Oh, no. Listen, I was getting out of that depression and we're just chatting away about a game that we're not really...
Yeah, can I have the Samaritans, please?
We had another chance. Mengi's header went over the bar, and then...
He'll be a bit disappointed with that, because I don't think he got sort of right over it. I don't think it was that high across.
Do you think
across.
He was probably looking to rectify his mistake? Really.
Oh, yeah, undoubtedly.
But again, let's go back to our goalkeeper. Darren, how good was the save from Harrison?
Oh, the deflected looping one. It was a really strange one, that, wasn't it? Because the shot didn't look like it was much, and then you see it looping over, and you're thinking, is it? And he had to save it, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, that was really good feet from him.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of time, I think a keeper might panic and dive too early. He really sort of thought, no, right, really good footwork.
And sorry, Darren, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was going to say, and what I like about Kaminski, and we're going to talk about his other save.
Well, I was just about to say, the Calvert-Lewin goal.
What I love about Kaminski as well is he gets rid of it. He could have flapped it and dropped it back down or get it, you know, not get rid of it. He gets it out.
Yeah, early season, there was a couple of those where he patted it out into dangerous areas. So again, you can see his improvement and his awareness as the season's gone on. And, you know, you got to say it, the goalkeeping coaches have worked really well with him, haven't they?
That save from Calvert-Lewin was sensational.
Yeah, well, it's a world-class save.
Yeah.
A world-class save.
On TV, that doesn't do it credit.
No. Again, we're sort of pretty close, sort of bit behind that. But again, it was straight above him, but only again because... He had shuffled across.
He had to shuffle across.
Yeah.
Strong wrist over. I was actually up out of my seat. You know, like when you score, you're up out. Sometimes you've got to do that for a save like that. I was halfway up out of my seat.
Yeah. No, I did give it a little.
Listen, as the time dragged on and we were having our chances, we had a chance. Barkley shot from about 20 odd yards out. How's your luck? As he said, he phrased that.
Just
we should have that on a t-shirt of you. How's your luck, Darren? And, too clean. And then, Luke Berry's header that Pickford pushed around the post, and then Luke Berry's overhead kick.
I think he was just trying to help that on, to be honest with you. And, you know, I know Morris was there or thereabouts. I really would have wanted someone to have been hammering in at the far post.
Yeah. It was almost like the one at Palace, though.
Yes.
When they're just trying to help it on.
Yeah.
Berry's overhead kick, Darren. Come on, we all wanted that to go in.
Again, we said it last week with the Wolves one. If it was going to fall to anyone, fall to him, because I don't know who else would have tried a bicycle at that stage, but he does. And
it's like a sliding doors moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, Harrison knew nothing about it. Nothing. And it even hits the corner of his shoulder, doesn't it, and goes out. And you think, it could have gone anywhere. It could have been a handball in a different kind of situation.
I was convinced that we were going to win, you know, and as it got nearer and nearer, I thought, I know it's going to come. I know it's going to come, but it didn't. But
Andros Townsend at the end.
Yeah.
See, I started off in that attitude, you two, and now I'm quite happy about it.
Yeah, you're just dumping your misery onto us.
But we were saying about teams being on the beach already. Look, I think Branthwaite is a top draw player. Like, mm-hmm. When you see him live, you go, oh, he is a cut above. Mm-hmm. You know, Tarkovsky's not well travelled, but he's experienced seasoned, Premier League, seasoned pro, and he's decent. Branthwaite is, for me, was the difference on Friday. He got that one not quite off the line. What was he, 3-4 yards out from Townsend?
Yeah,
in the 96th minute in a game that meant nothing to Everton to get a point at Luton. And he went off celebrating because he saved that he got it out.
Yeah, I mean, Coleman was on the line as well, about a foot inside the post. Yeah. You know, why couldn't he have just shinned it, you know, and then just put it just past a little bit Coleman?
Yeah. I didn't have my PS5 controller with me to make that happen, because if I was playing, I'd miss it.
But where we're hoping teams are on the beach, they're not, are they? These are professional footballers.
And every place in that division, every point in that division is worth something to that club. Yeah. And if you go up a place, you get another couple of £1 million.
Let's hope and pray that West Ham carry on their current situation.
I just want to mention the in inverted commas, the corner incident at the very end.
Okay.
All right, I know we're way over time.
Yeah.
So if you're way over time, don't give the corner and then blow. Blow your whistle.
Yeah. I think that's what caused the confusion, the fact that he gave the corner, but then he immediately blew the final whistle. I saw the linesman come onto the pitch, you know, and I said to the people around me, I said, that's it, it's over.
Did he give the corner? You watched it back on telly. Do you see it on telly that he gave the corner?
I don't know, because I don't know. I'd had a couple by then.
I didn't watch the game back, but I wanted to see what happened.
Well, from my view, I thought he'd give the corner.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did, but then blew straight away.
Well, when I watched it back and it went out for the corner, you hear the final whistle straight away. As soon as the ball went off, and I'm thinking, well, he hasn't whistled corner, then final whistle. The ball went out, and I heard the whistle.
So I didn't see, let's not.
But anyway, but
whatever happened.
I saw the linesman coming on, and I said, well, that's it.
Look, how many was it? It was 6 minutes, wasn't it?
And it was two
and,
over.
And it was two over. All right, the Gomez, whatever his name is, got booked, so you got to add another 30 seconds on. But we were well over.
Yeah, I know.
And it should have been next goal wins it, though.
We got the free kick. I was surprised he gave us the free kick, because we had a corner, it came out, and then they nailed us on the edge of the box. And I thought, all right, he's given us the free kick.
It's almost a shame that we were playing Everton, because defensively, they are set up for what we were looking to do, and that's to get crosses in, you know, maybe a second ball or something like that. They're one of the more accomplished teams at dealing with that threat.
Second most amount of clean sheets or something, right, isn't it, this season? Right. You know.
Well, credit to them. They've stayed up. Good on them. They'll enjoy their nice, shiny new stadium in the Premier League like they wanted. And, you know, I've got nothing against them, really.
Yeah, but they've got problems with the prospective owners, because...
Hey, listen, I don't care. If they want to take on them...
I didn't say that I did.
No, I'm just thinking, you know, with these people, with Everton fans this season, they've got very, very salty about the league being corrupt, and they you know, look at us, you poor us. Now they're in the league, they're getting rid of that corrupt thing, aren't they? They want to stay in the division. They want to stay in it because it's where it's at, sadly. West Ham.
Yeah.
Right, so look, we've got to win two games on the trot. We haven't won two games on the trot all season, have we? We haven't won one. We've won one in the last 15. Is our luck going to change for the next one? I mean, West Ham could be an absolute amazing day out, or it could be, you know, putting that last nail in the coffin.
It could be. Who knows? All we can do is go out and give it our absolute best. You know, I mean, are West Ham in for a European place, or...?
I don't think so at the moment. I think they've... completely mucked that up.
Okay, I mean, again, going to really just clutch at straws. Hopefully...
Bournemouth are closer, I think.
Yeah, they've got nothing to play for. You know, it's a winnable game, but we've had several games in isolation that you look at and go, well, it's winnable, but we haven't. If that's the level that we're at, that's fine. I accept it because of what I said earlier. But, you know, it is a game that we can win. And, Darren, you've got the fixtures for next week. Who have the other?
So, Forest are at home to Chelsea. Chelsea are on fire at the
moment. I'm going to say they do see.
2-5 goals over 5 today at time of recording.
Yeah.
And 5 the other night.
They're looking really good
so
for that.
So, that's going to be 1-0 Forest, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Probably. And Burnley away at Spurs. I mean, who knows?
Oh, listen, Burnley are not in it. Burnley are not getting out of it because Burnley have got to play Forest at the end.
They've got to play Forest at the end.
So, you know, so we just need to win twice, but we haven't done that all season. So we're all clutching at those little straw things.
Yeah, I know, but remember some of the great ones, you know, culminating with Palace at home with Dowie. You know, he was getting on for bloody 5 o'clock when he slid that one in. I mean, and I don't remember a cheer as loud as that at Kenilworth Road, you know, because that was immense.
If we can go to West Ham and get a win.
Yeah.
And
we've been saying this all season, though. But can we? No, but
if the law of averages suggests that we can, Dave.
But if we can, and to form Chelsea beat Forest,
you know,
we're going into that last game
with some hope.
On being relegated on goal difference.
You know, and another week more into Adebayo getting up to a bit more sort of match fitness.
You don't know. A draw, if you beat West Ham, a draw at home to Fulham could even keep you up. If Burnley beat Forest,
we're going to win. There's we
still,
can do this.
Dave, there's still so many possibilities. You can't be this down.
Okay.
Look.
All right, I'm with you.
I will be as down as you if they turn around and give Forest a point or 2 points back.
Yeah.
Because for two reasons, that's probably takes the win and the... Well, it does take the win and the draw out of it. Because we could start with a win and a draw. At the moment.
Yeah, because we've got an inferior goal difference to them, haven't
we? So we need four. We need 4 points, at least. Mm. So we could start with a win and a draw if Forest lose both. Okay. And they could do. They could lose both.
Let's just do it one game at a time.
But if they give them a point back, that takes the draw out of the equation. We have to win both, and it makes it a whole lot harder. If they give them two back, does it make a difference if they get one or two back? It doesn't. If they give them points back, it makes it a whole lot harder.
So, Darren, you can come every week now. Because you've really raised my spirits, because I thought we were down and out. And now I'm thinking maybe we have a chance.
We're not, Dave. We're not.
Okay. I mean, if we need to beat Fulham, I'm not going to say it, because I was convinced that we were going to beat Everton. If it's down to that one, then I think that we will. This is such an important weekend. It really is. It can really level it back up if Chelsea, you know, who knows what Chelsea's going to bloody turn up. They've been completely barking mad all season, but they seem to have a little bit of form and consistency at the moment. Let's hope that carries on.
And just think, we've had some real great escapes in the past. Hatters Heritage reminded us that we had on the day of recording, just like today, in 1990, we had that massive win at the baseball ground.
Never got so sunburnt in my life.
3-2.
My straw boat had lasted 60 seconds.
What a cracking goal that was, the first goal. It was so good.
Well, I mean,
you don't remember, do you?
I'm a bit young.
I mean, Shilton was at his cat-like best, wasn't he, for that first one?
Do you know, on where you can see that goal, obviously, on YouTube, but if you look at our story video when we got promoted to the Premier League, it's on it. And it's cracking goal. It's absolute cracking goal. And obviously, at the same time, you see, this is how far we've come. 2018, we're all standing on that terrace at Notts County.
Just
5,000 people of us and having the best day of our lives.
Just what?
And look what's happened since then. And I love, I don't want to leave this division because of that. I want to be in this division a little bit longer.
Mm.
However, talking of retro, both you two in retro tops tonight. If you're not watching on YouTube, go and give it a look.
Yeah. Well, I just popped to the souvenir shop to get a couple of small gifts for someone that I'm visiting in a couple of weeks' time. And they were in the front window. They had the blue ones and the orange ones. My grandson's already got the orange one. And I thought, that looks actually really quite good. Because there's been a couple of sort of moody replicas over the years. But I had a look at it and I thought, that is bang on.
I've got the original, but there's no chance I'm getting in it.
Well, no. I still wear my orange one that's original.
Good on you.
Right.
Do you know what? But the thing that gets me is I do like a retro top as long as it's
that's great. The Adidas one. Yeah.
As long as it's a decent retro. I look through my wardrobe. They're all white. Do you know, I very rarely go with the orange or...
No, because that white was Luton when I started watching.
But me too.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, they've sort of polled the fans sometimes, haven't they? And said, yeah. What do you want to go back to white? Do you want the orange and everything else? I think I do tick orange. But actually, looking at the shirts, I much prefer us in a white shirt.
Yeah.
Right. I think we just chatted through that one, didn't we?
Yeah.
Listen, thanks for coming up. Listen,
we can do it, Dave.
Literally raised my spirits, good. Which I really like.
Look, my Palace prediction a few weeks ago was poor, but did I not say we were going to score a draw with Everton? I did. You can look back. I did. Look,
ladies and gentlemen, I give you the oracle.
let's see where we are this time next week, Dave, and
right.
And then we can be up or down.
Okay. We might have some champagne. Listen, I need to finish it now.
Yeah.
If you're watching on YouTube, as usual, please like and subscribe if you haven't already and leave some comments below because we do love seeing you. What's it? Oh, actually, you had a nice comment the other day.
I did have a nice comment. I think it was Mike. It's always a bit sort of... I hosted back in December, then I've sort of come in the last few weeks. So it's always worrying sort of coming into something that's established. But Mike, thanks for your message. It does mean a lot. And I hope you enjoy carrying on listening.
Mm. Yeah, great. So like and subscribe. No, don't say nothing, Steve. No. Like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on all the other platforms, please give us a follow because it all helps. We'll see you next time. And come on, you at it.
Come on, boys.
Keep the faith.